News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. The whole crew, well, except Sean. Sean will be back Monday. It's official now. Sean will be back on Monday. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has all of the weather information you'll need for this weekend. Kelly's here. She's got the news. I've got the sports. But we're going to kick off this Friday morning with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. No delays yet traveling up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Just watch your speed again this morning on the interstate. Looking good so far this morning. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home on Saturday, September 1st versus LA Tech at 6 p.m. Get your tickets online at USAJaguars.com or call 4611-USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Here on FM Talk 106.5, this is Mobile Mornings.
Oh, yeah.
72 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios.
You like it?
I love it.
I knew it.
I wish it would stay like this the rest of the day, but you know what?
What?
I don't think that it will. We'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He did say that it will heat up starting today over the weekend after all that rain earlier this week, so should be getting back to them high Alabama temperatures just like we expect every single summer.
All right.
6:08. Now let's check the news headlines on this. It's Friday, by the way.
Yes, it is.
This Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
You cannot say that enough. TGIF, my friend. An award-winning program, improvements to state education, and a new television ad. You guessed it. It's campaign time for the general election. On Thursday, Governor Kay Ivey released her first television ad for this campaign. Actually, it's the first for either herself or her Democratic opponent, Walt Maddox. He, of course, is the mayor of Tuscaloosa. So in this new ad, it highlights her funding advantage. She's raised a lot more money than Maddox. And also, she emphasizes the improvement in state education with preparing students to join the workforce. This is a 30-second ad, and the governor says that she, quote, launched a new initiative with record funding for pre-K education. Alabama's pre-K program began in 2000 and is the nation's best state-funded program for 12 straight years. Since 2013, it has more than tripled the percentage of eligible four-year-olds served from 9% to 29% in the current school year. The legislature has allocated an $18.5 million increase earlier this year for pre-K funding, bringing total funding to $96 million for the 2018-2019 school year. So once again, Governor Kay Ivey releases her first campaign commercial. It's a 30-second spot. Be on the lookout for that. Well, our local fire and police departments, and really even more agencies, are able to stay hydrated, Dalton, thanks to us. So Firehouse Subs is offering a delicious deal that you can help our first responders, and then you also can get a free lunch. Like that?
That works for me.
I knew you would. Okay, so this is the 7th annual H2O for Heroes Bottled Water Collection Drive. Here's how it works. On Saturday, Firehouse Subs will provide one medium sub to each person who donates an unopened 24-pack of bottled water. The water will then benefit local fire and police departments, emergency victims, senior and community centers, and more. Last year, more than 768,000 bottles of water were collected and donated. They're hoping to increase this by 10% this year. The whole H2O for Heroes idea started in 2012 as a passion project for the franchisees in the Phoenix area named Jerry and Wendy Griffin. So remember that Saturday, head to Firehouse Subs and help our first responders, our elderly, emergency victims, and more. Free sub, just bring 24-pack of bottled water. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, I love when businesses do great things for the community.
I know.
And do good things for people, because it's win-win. They get good press because people are like, hey, they seem to be good people. They're doing great things.
Right.
And then, of course, it's the other win is that whatever good they're doing ends up being good. And in this case, it's for our heroes and the elderly.
And then I see a trifecta with this one, because then when you take your family, so your family wins because you're eating this great food, and you know you're not just going to order one something.
Uh-huh.
It becomes, well, while we're here, let's go ahead and give and give and give.
Yeah, it's never just one. Thank you so much, Kelly. 612 now on FM Talk 106.5. And coming up, I've got sports. The first coaches poll of the year out, the preseason coaches poll. You'll never guess who came in at number one. Actually, you probably will. Yeah. You probably already know who's number one. Coming back, I've got your sports right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Donald Trump Jr. hit the campaign trail in Northwest Florida. Trump Jr. joined Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for a rally in Niceville.
The support that you have shown my father, my family, and for everything that we're doing is really overwhelming. It's been awesome for me to experience. I mean, it's why, even though I'm not in the administration, I've chosen to just take my time and be active in these races, because I do think together we can do so much.
Democratic candidate for governor Walt Maddox will be in Mobile tonight. Maddox will attend the grand opening of the Mobile County Democratic headquarters at the Grind Business Development Center on Spring Hill Avenue. That event begins at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. Mobile police are now offering a $2,000 reward for anyone with information about the disappearance of a young mother. 25-year-old Daniela Vianne was last seen July 17th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment. moment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpopped culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
Good morning. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL preseason kicked off last night with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. In the first game since the NFL's new national anthem standing rule was put in place, there were no demonstrations by any players during the singing of the anthem. All players and coaches for the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens stood as the NFL's preseason began. The Ravens won the game 17-16, with neither team putting their starting quarterbacks on the field at risk of injury. Robert Griffin III started at quarterback for Baltimore. He hit 7 of 11 passes for 58 yards with a touchdown and an interception. Ravens' first-round quarterback pick, Lamar Jackson, came in at quarterback for the second half of the game. He had a tough go of it, completing only 4 of 10 passes for 33 yards with one touchdown and one interception. Here's Jackson's only touchdown of the night, which went to fellow first-round draft pick tight end Hayden Hurst.
Meanwhile, he's going to wind up hitting Hurst here for a touchdown. So you've got their two first-round draft choices, the tight end and the quarterback.
With the start of the NFL preseason and college football beginning later this month, guess what, Kelly? There will now be a football game every single week through February. Maybe I should turn up the
That's
mic.
What?
Yes.
I was going to say, well, I know there's going to be a lot of happy campers out there.
You know it, and I'm probably the happiest of the campers. And the first coaches poll of the 2018 college football season came out on Thursday. It's the third straight year and the fifth time in school history that the Crimson Tide have been the top-ranked team in the preseason poll. Alabama nearly had a clean sweep, receiving 61 of the 65 possible first-place votes. Clemson came in at number 2. They earned 3 first-place votes, while number 3, Ohio State, earned the final first-place vote. Georgia and Oklahoma rounded out the top 5. The University of Washington came in at number 6, followed by Wisconsin at number 7, Miami 8th, Penn State 9th, and the Auburn Tigers are ranked 10th. The Tigers, of course, begin their season against sixth-ranked Washington on September 1st in Atlanta. On the PGA Tour, Ian Poulter leads after the first round of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Poulter shot an opening round 62 to finish the day at 8 under par, one stroke ahead of Kyle Stanley and Ricky Fowler. It's currently a stacked leaderboard with some big names not far behind Poulter. Patrick Cantlay, 6 under par, but a group of 5 or 3 shots back at 5 under, including Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day. Tiger Woods has won this tournament 8 times in his career. He shot an impressive 4 under par on Thursday, along with 7 others, including Phil Mickelson. Round 2 begins at 8:20 this morning. Tiger Woods and Jason Day take the course beginning at 1:10 this afternoon. In minor league baseball on Thursday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Birmingham Barons 8-4. Mobile got off to a hot start by scoring 7 runs in the first 5 innings. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Barons play Game 2 of the 5-game series in Birmingham, and the first pitch is set for 7:05 p.m. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-2. Boston crushed the New York Yankees 15-7 to stretch the Red Sox lead in the AL East to 6.5 games. St. Louis beat Colorado 3-2 on a walk-off single from pinch hitter Jose Martinez. The LA Dodgers hit 7 home runs in a 21-5 win over Milwaukee. San Diego beat the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Mikel Franco hit a walk-off 3-run homer, putting Philadelphia over Miami 5-2. Washington got the win over Cincinnati 10-4. And Tampa Bay finished a clean sweep of the LA Angels with a 4-2 win last night. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. And Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15. Or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Accident-free conditions continues. Your traffic from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays across the Bayway, downtown Mobile. And if you traffic from the 65 split to Tillman's Corner and Theodore, still light traffic and no major backups or delays. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roofing repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley's in here as well, and Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines on this Friday. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Good morning, and happy Friday to you. Hoping a new day will bring about new information and the story that we continue to track about this missing woman. Mobile Police, they're hoping that someone knows something about Daniela Vianne. Our news partners at WKRG, they just told you about that $2,000 reward being offered for information which leads to finding her. The 24-year-old went missing late July, approximately July 17th, after being at a bar with friends. She was last seen at a gas station on Government Boulevard, and she was wearing a mellow mushroom t-shirt and a hat. And she was driving a blue 2014 Chevy Cruze. That's the same vehicle she purchased that very same day. Neither Vianne nor that vehicle have been seen since. So Police Chief Lawrence Batiste says that this case is not ordinary when it comes to a missing person scenario, saying, quote, some people go missing because they want to, while also saying that this young woman had no history of disappearing, that there is nothing that has led investigators to where she might be. At this hour, authorities have not yet released information on whether her credit cards or cell phone were used. But this investigation continues, and if you have information, you are urged to contact police. And I know, Dalton, in stories like this, we, the people, want to know as much information as possible so that we can help. But, you know, when an investigation is active, our law enforcement, they don't want to jeopardize possibly bringing someone home safe by showing maybe a surveillance video at a certain time or releasing information as to maybe certain phone calls that were made.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. And that's one of those instances where it's best to let the experts handle it. And maybe some of the amateur sleuths should step to the side
for a
little
while. I'm so happy you said that, because it's so easy to armchair quarterback, right, with anything, let alone something like this. But this is precious. This is a young woman and her family, of course, desperate for answers and hoping to bring her home safely. So again, I'm repeating the story because if you know anything, if you saw something that just didn't feel quite right or didn't look quite right, please alert police, because you, especially in this day and age where you don't know which businesses have cameras and could have captured another image, that could help crack this case.
Yeah. Seriously, and I'm glad you. I'm glad that we keep bringing it up also because this is so important. And you know, it was heartbreaking. They found her, I guess, to-do list that was recently written in her journal, and she was talking about her daughter and all of her plans. So yeah, this is a really tough story.
Oh my goodness. We're going to keep our thoughts and prayers focused on this family and all that are involved in this one. I don't know if you heard about this because it happened kind of in the late night hours for us on this early morning shift, but maybe some people were awake and saw this tweet about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So he's on the receiving end of a tweet calling him phony. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. suggested that Sessions was a, quote, phony backer of then-candidate Donald Trump at 1:08 a.m. Central Standard Time. It goes on to say that Sessions, when he was a senator, of course, representing the state of Alabama, when he was visiting the Virginia University as a Trump surrogate the night before the election, he could not command a large crowd. He was the first U.S. senator to endorse then-candidate Donald Trump. Remember that? Right here.
Oh, yeah.
That rally.
Putting on the MAGA hat right there in Ladd People Stadium.
FM Talk 106.5 was all over this.
Yep.
And he helped really lend credibility to this candidate's campaign. Okay. So Mr. Trump also, this tweet goes on to say, adopted Sessions' views on immigration during the campaign. He even made the senator a national security advisor. Because the music is playing, I'm going to pause it there. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you more about this tweet and kind of the fallout from the tweet, who said what, and then some, and how House Speaker Paul Ryan is involved in all this, and new numbers you need to know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And that reminds me of a story earlier this week from talking about tweeting. And I don't know if you saw this story, but you can't win anymore. You can't reach across the aisle and win on either side, it seems. So there's this journalism professor at the University of Georgia, and he apologized earlier this week. You don't know what he apologized for?
What?
For calling the Republican candidate for governor a nice guy on Twitter.
What?
Okay, so this guy's name is Charles Davis, and he's the dean of the Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication at UGA. He tweeted and then deleted a message about President Trump's endorsed candidate for governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. And this was on the night that Kemp won the Republican primary. The tweet, which is now deleted, read, "I went to high school with GOP governor candidate Brian Kemp. We played YMCA ball from childhood. Politics be damned. He's a nice guy, always was, kind to a fault. He's a friend, always has been, and will be when we're older and grayer. That's how this all should work, people." Well, he was immediately trashed on Twitter. He was called a racist for that tweet. One user even said, "You'd never vote for a black woman and would much rather vote for the white racist." When this guy went to college and all he was saying was he was a nice guy, he might not even be voting for his former friend. He just said he was nice to a fault. 3 days after that tweet put him under fire, he issued an apology. He said, "I'd like to apologize to anyone offended by my tweet. Shout out to Brian Kemp, or my tweet shout out to Brian Kemp. It was ill-timed and poorly written. I've read and learned so much from you all and will endeavor to be more thoughtful." More Mobile Mornings coming up.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search continues this morning for a man missing off the coast of Dolphin Island. Two swimmers were pulled under by a rip current around 2:45 yesterday afternoon at the main public beach. The body of a 17-year-old swimmer was found 3 hours later. A 47-year-old man who also disappeared in the water has yet to be found. According to Dolphin Island police, the two were with their family visiting from Taiwan. Authorities in Northwest Florida are looking into two more apparent drownings. 70-year-old Don Helton's body was pulled from the waters of Escambia Bay around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. A teenager from Mississippi drowned in Destin Wednesday night. 7 Sentinel chickens have tested positive in Mobile County for West Nile virus. The chickens are in Citronelle, Saraland, Pritchard, Mobile, Theodore, and Irvington. Mobile County health officials encourage everyone to use mosquito repellent, especially when outside at dusk and dawn. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Poet, troubadour, and Rhodes Scholar Chris Christopherson performs his timeless songs at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
Jesus was a Capricorn.
The Sunday morning sun.
Don't miss this all-American legend performing his classics.
Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
One of the remaining highwaymen, Chris Christopherson plus The Strangers, brings his show to The Sanger. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com or The Sanger Theater or Mobile Civic Center box offices. Chris Christopherson live at Mobile Sanger Theater November 20th.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
In Lynchburg, Virginia, some residents have been ordered to leave their homes for at least 24 hours because of concern heavy rains may cause a dam to fail, flooding much of the area under 17 feet of water. California wildfires could get worse this weekend as crews try to contain the state's biggest fires. A red flag warning is in place until tomorrow for parts of Northern California, and that means strong winds and dry weather could create hazardous fire conditions. We've learned that a suspected Russian spy was employed for more than a decade at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Correspondent Matthew Chance tells us it's believed not likely that she might have had access to very sensitive information.
But we also have learned that she would have had access to the U.S. Secret Service intranet and its email accounts, which could have been, you know, something she may have harvested for information.
Wall Street stock futures point to a slightly higher opening later this morning. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says North Korea is violating U.N. Security Council resolutions. I'm Michael Toscano.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Labor Department today is expected to report non-farm payrolls rose by 190,000 in July. Economists will be focused on the so-called labor force participation rate, the percentage of the civilian population who are either employed or looking to be. Analysts expect we'll see the unemployment rate fell to 3.9% from 4%, keeping the U.S. labor market at or near full employment. Lawyers for disgraced Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein have filed in Delaware bankruptcy court to have the sex assault case against him in New York dismissed. They're citing emails they say would clear him. Ford is telling its competitors south of the equator to make it an offer for its money-losing South American unit. Bloomberg reports it's made overtures to Fiat Chrysler and Volkswagen. Fiat Chrysler is issuing a recall for more than 1.5 million Ram pickup trucks in the U.S. and Canada, warning tailgates could unexpectedly open while driving. Markets turn mostly higher late in the day. The Nasdaq reversed early losses to close up 95 points. The Dow shed 7. Futures are up. That's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It is time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Fulton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. TGIF.
Yeah, finally Friday, and that actually means next hour we will get the weekend weather score. Can't wait for that. But we do actually have to wait. We have to wait an hour to hear what that weather score ends up being. Right now it's 73 degrees outside of our studio, but how's it looking for today and the rest of the weekend, Dr. Bill?
Well, we still have some rain in the forecast in the form of showers and thunderstorms. We don't quite see the coverage that we had the last few days, so things are gradually going to improve as we get into the weekend. So today, call it partly cloudy and a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms developing, especially this afternoon. And the highs today will be in the upper 80s. Now tonight, we got a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms around, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then for the weekend, for Saturday, again, some showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High will be in the upper 80s. Then Sunday, high pressure begins to build over us from the Atlantic. It's moving to the west and covering most of the southeast. And as a result, on Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy. Just a chance of a few afternoon thunderstorms. And warmer on Sunday, up to about 92 degrees. And then as we get in next week, we get some hot weather, at least into the low 90s, with a slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday. And then a few afternoon thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday, but highs will be up around 95 degrees. So we're going to see those temperatures climb this weekend and then on into next week.
Hot, hot, hot. Got to stay hydrated when it gets that hot, Dr. Bill. And how are we looking in the tropics right now?
So, a few thunderstorms out over the Gulf of Mexico, still associated with an upper air disturbance. Caribbean remains very quiet. And out in the distant Atlantic, there is a tropical wave that is out over that region. Nothing has, there's no indication right now of any development of that wave. We'll continue to watch it. Otherwise, it's quiet.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll check back in next hour for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather score. Can't wait to hear that, Dr. Bill.
Okay, I'm working on it now.
All right, great to hear. 6:38 now on FM Talk 106.5, and you can hear that. You can hear Dr. Bill's weather forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. We play it five times an hour on the morning show, so you know what to expect for the rest of your day. Hey, let me tell you about Cottage Hill Package. Right now, Cottage Hill Package, well, it's probably one of my favorite places to go in Mobile. It's right there at the very, very top. And they're always keeping their extensive inventory fresh, and they have the best selection in town. So why don't you stop in this week, check out some of the newest adult beverages that you never know could just become your new favorite. And I know if you're like me, it's hard to imagine finding something that you like better than your favorite. You don't want to get something and then and it not be as good as your favorite.
Yeah, it's like a letdown.
Yeah, but odds are you'll find something you love because Cottage Hill gives you the chance to try hundreds of items in their package store. They have that tap bar up front where you can just try a taste, and that's really helpful when you're trying to decide what you want for a weekend like this weekend. And believe me, you will want to take one of the beers home with you. They've got you covered. They'll fill a crowler or a growler for you if you're taking it in a 4 or a 6 pack. So do like me and like their Facebook page or even sign up for their tasting event email so you never miss what's happening at Cottage Hill Package each week. And there's always a craft beer tasting, a wine pairing dinner, or a cigar event on the calendar because they have that huge cigar humidor. It's just massive. Make sure you don't miss out. Cottage Hill Package, the best selection and the most fun corner in town. They're at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. 639 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with more Mobile Mornings on the way.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us accident-free conditions. A good ride from DIP, the 65 split and heading out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. From Cottage Hill, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, no delays or backups. Summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear and enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. Get all the details at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
641 now. This is FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Norwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me point you towards our website, fmtalk1065.com. All kinds of great things on there, but specifically pointing you towards our 1-800-GOT-JUNK poll question. Should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent Walt Maddox before the general election in November? Right now, the yes votes actually climbed up since yesterday. 62% people voting yes, 38% of people voting no. Make sure you turn up your voice by going to fmtalk1065.com and voting in that poll. Right now, it's time to check the headlines on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. I'm revisiting the headline we started earlier because there's a lot of twists and turns, and I want to make sure you're clear as to what's going on. So this all started with an overnight tweet calling Attorney General Jeff Sessions phony. The person tweeting that, Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., okay, saying he was a phony backer of then-candidate Donald Trump. The tweet was posted at 1:08 a.m. Central Standard Time.
That's the middle of the night for some people.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so, and this is about when Sessions was a senator, obviously representing the state of Alabama, visiting the Virginia University as a Trump surrogate the night before the election, but could not, they say, command a large crowd. He was the first U.S. senator to endorse Mr. Trump right here in Mobile, Alabama, of course, which helped to lend credibility to the campaign. So he also helped to shape Donald Trump's views on immigration, they say, during the campaign, and made the senator a national security advisor. Sessions communications director, Stephen Miller, we know that name. He would later join the campaign as a senior advisor and speechwriter and serves as a senior advisor in the White House now. So you're wondering why the use of the word phony? Well, timing's everything. You see, Falwell Jr.'s tweet came hours before that Morning Consult political poll showed only 18% of respondents had a favorable opinion about the Attorney General. The poll found that Sessions was less popular than Nancy Pelosi, less popular than Paul Ryan and less popular than Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So part of the unpopularity may point to the fact that he recused himself from this Russia investigation. And then you'll recall earlier this week on Twitter, of course, President Trump tweeted that Sessions should fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. But the problem is because he's recused himself, he can't do that. That order must come from the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Mm-hmm. See all the twists and turns?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to keep up with. And sometimes it takes more than one news hit.
Yeah.
But I try.
You know, if you would have told me 2 years ago that Jeff Sessions would have an 18% approval.
I know.
I really did not think that things would turn out the way that they have. And I guess it's that butterfly effect. If he hadn't recused himself, where would we be now? It would be...
Don't you wonder that?
Would Trump have... He obviously would not have been as angry at Sessions. But what would be happening in national media right now? It's really interesting to think about.
As the tweet turns.
Yes.
All right, on a lighter note, and Dalton, I know we're going to love this because we love food. I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah. Some of it, I think I might love to eat it more.
I don't know. Well, if you, listening out there, if you love the State Fair and music, you're in for a treat. Plus food, from country to the 90s music to new food options and a national food show. Mobile's Greater Gulf State Fair, they're ready for you. Fair runs October 26th through November the 4th, and they've announced their lineup. This is good.
All right.
The grandstand's going to be hopping. So country star Josh Turner, he will headline October 27th.
He sounds like this.
Okay. November the 2nd.
He sings very, very low. Trust me.
You totally threw me off. Back to the 90s will be there. All for One, Coolio, Tone Loc.
Oh, man. Coolio's in town?
Yes.
Wow. And Tone Loc. All right, I'm there.
See, Look at you. Look at you. I took my husband to the Back to the 90s at the wharf.
I saw the video. You were having some fun. That was awesome.
I forgot it was his gift because I was pepper, into it.
Were salt and pepper there? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, salt, man. And pepper.
Pepper.
Yeah, man. Okay, so all this fun's coming our way, and then also new food items. It's going to be fantastic. So the Cooking Channel program, Carnival Eats, is going to broadcast as well. Just great sword swallowers, knife throwers, fire eaters, escape artists.
Hope they can escape.
More information, go to mobilefair.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, everybody's always talking about getting their body ready for summer, getting that beach body ready. I train all year, but I train for fair food. You know,
you gotta
be in shape, because if you go all out when you eat fair food, that'll set you back about a year.
Not kidding.
I mean,
well, you know they have that media challenge where you eat all that food and then you ride the rides.
No,
there's always someone who can't hold on to their food.
I have a story about a ride mishap in Pennsylvania at a theme park that you would not want to have a bunch of those fried foods beforehand. I'll let you know about that later. But yeah, I trained for the fair food because, you know, deep fried Twinkies, deep fried. Have you ever had any deep fried any Oreos, anything like that?
No,
deep fried Snickers?
No,
oh,
no.
My goodness.
No.
It's too much.
No, yeah. It's just talking about it.
6:47 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports. The coaches poll out, the preseason coaches poll for college football. Alabama, of course, at the top. I'll give you the rest of the top 10 when we get back.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Donald Trump Jr. hit the campaign trail in Northwest Florida. Trump Jr. joined Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for a rally in Niceville.
The support that you have shown my father, my family, for everything that we're doing is really overwhelming. It's been awesome for me to experience them. And it's why, even though I'm not in the administration, I've chosen to just take my time and be active in these races, because I do think together we can do so much.
Democratic candidate for governor Walt Maddox will be in Mobile tonight. Maddox will attend the grand opening of the Mobile County Democratic headquarters at the Grind Business Development Center on Spring Hill Avenue. That event begins at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. Mobile police are now offering a $2,000 reward for anyone with information about the disappearance of a young mother. 25-year-old Daniela Vianne was last seen July 17th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station, your views, your opinions, your money.
We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL preseason kicked off last night with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And in the first game since the NFL's new national anthem standing rules in effect, there were no demonstrations by any players during the singing of the anthem. All players and coaches for the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens stood as the NFL's preseason began. The Ravens won the game 17-16. Of course, it won't go on their end-of-season record, and neither team put their starting quarterbacks on the field at risk of injury. Robert Griffin III started at quarterback for Baltimore. He hit 7 of 11 passes for 58 yards with a touchdown and an interception. Ravens' first-round pick, Lamar Jackson, that former Heisman winner from Louisville, he came in at quarterback for the second half of the game. He had a tough go of it, though, completing only 4 of 10 passes for 33 yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Here's Jackson's only touchdown of the game, which actually went to fellow first-round draft pick tight end Hayden Hurst.
Meanwhile, he's going to wind up hitting Hurst here for a touchdown. So you've got their two first-round draft choices, the tight end and the quarterback.
With the start of the NFL preseason and college football beginning later this month, I am so excited there will now be a football game every week through February. It's my time of year. First coaches poll of the 2018 college football season came out Thursday. It's the third straight year and the fifth time in school history that the Alabama Crimson Tide have been the top-ranked team in the preseason poll. Alabama nearly had a clean sweep. They received 61 of the 65 possible first-place votes. Clemson came in at number 2, earning 3 first-place votes, while number 3, Ohio State, earned the final first-place vote. Georgia and Oklahoma rounded out the top 5. University of Washington came in at number 6, followed by Wisconsin at number 7, Miami 8th, Penn State 9th, and the Auburn Tigers are ranked 10th. Of course, the Tigers begin their season against 6th-ranked Washington on September 1st in Atlanta. On the PGA Tour, Ian Poulter leads after the first round of the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. He shot an opening round 62 to finish the day at 8 under par, one stroke ahead of Kyle Stanley and Ricky Fowler. Tiger Woods currently 4 shots back. He's won this tournament 8 times in his career. He shot 4 under on Thursday along with 7 other players, including Phil Mickelson. Round 2 begins at 8:20 this morning. In Major Leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 4-2, and Boston crushed the New York Yankees 15-7 to stretch the Red Sox lead in the AL East to 6.5 games. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
How does loss of
compressed air impact your business? Lost production? Costly rental units? Customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
When a child plays with blocks, the skills of a future engineer, rocket scientist, contractor, and architect are developing. A child on the playground is practicing the skills of a future athlete. When a child creates art, the skills of a future illustrator, author, and artist are being discovered. In a first-class pre-K classroom, children do all these things and discover a lifetime love of learning. For more information on pre-K, go to children.alabama.gov or just Google pre-K in Alabama. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
5 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Hey, Dalton. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
No, huh? Love saying that. Not pre-Friday, after Friday, soon to be Friday. It's Friday.
TGIF.
So along those same lines, let's talk about something that's so amazing.
Okay.
Bipartisan applause.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
I guess, indeed. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are both applauding Senator Richard Shelby for clearing spending bills that fund the government at the fastest rate in 30 years. And Mr. Shelby cast his 10,000th vote earlier this year. Yeah.
I guess I probably expect him to have more votes than that, but 10,000, I mean, he's been there forever, but that's awesome.
Come on now, we're staying with the theme.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I'm sorry, positive.
Okay, so Mr. Shelby said that he wanted to bring the Senate back to regular order, which means that the committee would clear individual bills relating to government agencies under Shelby. The Appropriations Committee has done just that, and the bills were marked up by the panel at the fastest rate since 1988. That's something to be proud of.
Oh, yeah.
The Senate Majority Leader also commended Shelby on the milestone of all those votes in the upper chamber. He's been in the Senate since 1988, since you said forever, saying, quote, like so many of his accomplishments, that landmark seemed to slip past without a whole lot of fuss. But what a remarkable milepost in a very distinguished career. I imagine this year's appropriations process holds special significance for our chairman. And then there's this, Schumer. He actually made a joke.
Really?
With Shelby.
Was it funny?
Listen, here's a quote. Before he cast his first vote in the Senate, when we were fellow Democrats in the House of Representatives a long time ago, one thing that has been constant throughout his career is his decency, his honor, and most of all, his desire to get things done for the state of Alabama and his country. Can we just applaud that?
Golf clap.
I thought that was pretty powerful. Mr. Shelby goes on to say, we have worked hard to move funding bills through regular order to restore the Senate's appropriations process, as well as the faith of the American people. I am grateful to have been given this opportunity, calling it a true privilege. And he said, thank you to the great people of my home state of Alabama who have voted to keep me in office for over 30 years. And to my colleagues and staff who have supported me along the way. I think that's fantastic.
I think so, too.
That's a great way to wrap up our news segments, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, next time we chat, I'm going to tell you about some free burgers at Mickey D's.
Free burgers?
There you go.
Mickey D's?
You got it.
I'm listening. 657 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Friday, the first Friday of August. Football here and football on the way. More college football. 657 now. We'll come back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, me with sports, Kelly with news, and we're all coming right back for the 7 o'clock hour.